I'm Aaron Pednotti, and today I'm interviewing Mike Burke, the news director of Democracy Now!, about a workshop entitled The Art of News Production that he just oversaw at the Sanctuary for Independent Media on 6th Avenue here in Troy. The workshop took place on the afternoon of the day on which this interview is being recorded, which is Saturday, May 4th. Mike, thanks for coming on the show today. It's good to have you as a guest on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
It's thrilling to be here at the Sanctuary for Independent Media.
So to start out, I want to ask you about the workshop. Can you tell us what it was about?
Sure. So I work as the news director at Democracy Now! It's a, you know, a daily TV and radio news hour. And I was trying to give a small glimpse of what it's like to put together a program on a daily basis covering national and international events, and just giving a sense of, you know, what our team does to pull off a daily program.
So talking people through those skills in a way that they could apply to more localized forms of news production?
So I was just talking about, you know, different skills that, you know, they can use to, you know, help improve the quality of programming, and, you know, just the talking about what it takes to put off a daily TV or radio program. And it's, I mean, I've been working at Democracy Now! for 17 years, and I still find it, you know, really incredibly challenging, but at the same time exhilarating, putting together a daily program. And, you know, to pull it off as an all-volunteer staff is pretty incredible. And it was kind of an exciting workshop, you know, just talking to folks about how, you know, the best way to do it, and the vision of growing this program.
And what would some of the skills that you talked about be?
I think one of the most important things, you know, that I see in a lot of my colleagues is just like a tremendous amount of curiosity, of just a curiosity of what's going on in the world. I mean, for Democracy Now!, we focus a lot on national and international issues, but I think here in Troy, it's like having a curiosity of what's happening in your neighborhood, what's happening, you know, at City Hall, and, you know, really a curiosity of the stories that aren't being covered, that aren't being addressed by both the, you know, the corporate newspapers or the larger radio stations in the area.
And you would see that openness or that curiosity about things going on in the local region to be the number one attribute that someone interested in local news production ought to cultivate?
I think the curiosity is key. And then, you know, to take it another step, is using, you know, journalism skills, you know, using researching skills, interviewing skills, putting that together and being able to, you know, edit and craft pieces that can run on the station.
So I think it's fair to say that most people who aren't directly involved in the production of news tend to think of it more as a skill than as an art, but the title of the workshop indicates otherwise. So I want to ask what you mean by the art of news production, and what ways does art play a role in making news?
Sure. One of my roles at Democracy Now! Is I'm the line producer. So I'm in the control room during the broadcast and making sure everyone is on the same page. And at times it almost feels like you're the conductor of an orchestra, but behind the scenes. And there's also a level of improvising that goes on with live news. I mean, just a couple of weeks ago, you know, we had a full show planned out for, I think it was a Thursday morning. And when I got to work at 5:30, two major international stories broke. One was the arrest of Julian Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy in London. And the second story was the military coup in Sudan that ousted the longtime leader. And we decided at 5:30, or really at that point at 5:45, to scrap the entire show that we had produced and started booking an entirely new show.
Wow.
And we had to go live on air at 8 a.m. So it was just a real sense of improvising as to who were we going to get on the air. And we had to quickly find guests, write scripts, pull off video. We subscribed to the Reuters news stream. So we were getting video coming in from Sudan. We were getting video coming in from London outside the embassy. And, you know, in a matter of 2 hours, we managed to get four guests on the Julian Assange story, booked really from actually all around the world. We had one guest in Brazil, Glenn Greenwald. We had a former Justice Department lawyer in D.C., Jocelyn Raddick. We had one of the leading human rights lawyers in Britain, Jeffrey Robertson. And we also had a member of Julian Assange's legal team. I think she joined us from Budapest. She was somewhere traveling, but she was directly in touch with the rest of his legal team. So the four of them, we managed to book in a matter of just about under an hour. They joined us on the live program. There was also, for the last segment, we booked a Sudanese activist who's living in New York, who had written to us a couple weeks before saying she'd just gotten back from Sudan. She'd been arrested and jailed for a week for protesting against the government. And we had her phone number. We woke her up. She came down from Harlem, joined us in our studio. And in between 8 and 9 o'clock, we pulled off the show.
So that's a level of coordination that you would call craft as opposed to just skill. There's a kind of finesse there that has an almost aesthetic component to it, would you say?
Sure.
Okay. So given that you came up here from New York City to run a workshop at a local community center that produces local radio news shows with a team of volunteers, I get the impression that you recognize the importance of independently produced local news. Can you give us your reasons for why you think it's important?
Sure. I mean, I feel like my roots are in local news. When I first moved to New York City in 2000, I immediately got involved with the Indy Media Center in New York, and I helped start a local newspaper there called The Independent. And the paper's now in its 19th year. And for much of that time, it was a volunteer-run publication. And we tried to cover, both the local and national and international stories that other news outlets weren't covering. And, I think independent local news is a really essential part of our media landscape. I mean, we're seeing massive, layoffs at larger newspapers. We're seeing layoffs at, across the corporate media world. And it's really going to, take the work of citizen journalists to report on the stories that aren't being told.
So there's a kind of resonance between what you've been doing throughout your career and what's going on here at the Sanctuary that compelled you to come up here on your day off?
Sure. And I mean, I also must admit that, Elizabeth Press, who, one of the key members of this station and the Sanctuary, is also a former producer at Democracy Now.
Right.
And she's a remarkable video journalist, and she's always been an inspiration.
Well, Mike, thanks again for this interview and for coming up here to the Sanctuary today. Great talking with you.
Thank you.